Is the ceiling on? Who are sealed? Are any beyond sinning? Question number 22. If the sealing message of the 144,000 has been going to the church since 1929, are part or all of the 144,000 already sealed? Also, if none can be sealed save they be free from sin, and if some are now being sealed, then have they passed beyond sinning? Answer. If the sealing is not in progress now, then the sealing message which we have borne since 1929 would no more be present truth now than would the proclamation of the judgment of the dead have been present truth from 1844 to 1929, had not the dead been judged during that period. Definitely, then the message of the sealing and the sealing itself go hand in hand the same as the needle and the shuttle travel together until the seam is completed. The Lord commands the angel with the writer's ink horn to set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof in the church, so that when the men with the slaughter weapons start slaying, they may pass by those who have the mark. Thus, the sighing and crying since 1929 for the abominations in the church has been the supreme evidence that we are living in the period of the sealing. And as Reformation never takes place without a revelation of some new truth, then this closing work for the church must be accompanied by a message, Testimonies, Volume 3, page 266, and must be proclaimed to all. And he who does not reform at the moment he is convinced of the truth will not reform later. Therefore, as the sealing message makes its way through the church, only those who awake and reform sigh and endeavor to share with others cry the light that is shining upon them, receive the seal. They are then accounted sinless through the perfection of Christ imparted in their behalf, until they are given the new heart promised in Ezekiel 36:26, after which they will be forever sinless, forever without cause to repent. When I say unto the wicked, says the Lord, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Ezekiel 3:18. If one cannot part from his sins now, neither will he later. And as he cannot deceive God, he is left without the seal, though he may be a professor of the truth. A true Christian, however, never boasts of having attained perfection, for he is aiming ever higher and higher, as he travels up the narrow path. And as he comes closer and closer to him to whom perfection begins and ends, he exclaims with the prophet, Woe is me! For I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Isaiah 6:5. So the fact is that no one has attained the perfection which he will attain in his future state, but the true follower of Christ has attained the perfection of the present state. He is never a minute behind time, or an inch below the highest step attainable at the moment. He is progressively as perfect as the ear of corn is from the day it sprouts to the day it is harvested. If any sin be committed by such an one, it will not be a known or willful sin. To him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. James 4:17. He will be judged for the iniquity which he knoweth. 1 Samuel 3:13. Consequently, to him who avails himself of every opportunity to know the truth, and who zealously complies with all its requirements, it is counted for righteousness. Romans 4:3. Living without sin,